Well, Brockton continues to be one of the cities that was hardest hit by the pandemic, and joining us now to discuss this further is that city's mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Good afternoon to you as well.
So what are the latest numbers right now in the city?
So the COVID numbers as of this morning, lost alive, 366 deaths of Brockton residents. Total count overall, 10,885 cases since the state started to calculate. And current cases right now, we have 2,505 residents have positive active cases of the COVID-19 virus.
So I wanted to ask you, too, of course, we're seeing sign-ups now begin for people to get vaccinations. What have you heard from residents who have been trying to sign up to get these vaccination appointments?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard even from my own mom and dad that are senior citizens. It's been very difficult. Listen, we're not a wealthy community, so we don't have a lot of folks that have the capabilities to drive over to Gillette or drive to Fenway. So, you know, I reached out to Lieutenant Governor Polito yesterday. I'm really hoping that the state will designate a testing site here in the city of Brockton, maybe a regional site or something to help the citizens. Also, I'm really seeking an increased supply of the vaccine. We need more than what we're getting right now. So we have the capability to do distribution at Brockton High, like I've explained. We had a very successful rollout, but that was only 600 doses. We're doing another rollout tomorrow, but it's only 200 doses, so we need more. I want to thank the state reps. There's three state reps and one state senator. I'm meeting with them tomorrow, along with the council president, to see if we can work in collaboration to try to get increased testing and vaccines here in the city of Brockton.
And that, I wanted to bring that up, too, because a lot of the area's state representatives have made that request on behalf for to see more vaccine sites in this area.
Yeah, I mean, we've been decimated by COVID, and the numbers speak for themselves. So, again, I'm really hopeful that the state will designate a state-designated vaccine site in Brockton. I want to thank Brockton Neighborhood Health Center. They're helping vaccine some of our seniors in the high-rises at the Brockton Housing Authority. I do want to let everybody know that we were notified yesterday by DPH and by Fallon that the Stop the Spread site at Massasoit will reopen again next week. So that's great. That adds a second one in Brockton. We have the existing Stop the Spread with the Neighborhood Health Center, both at Legion Parkway and outside at the Shaw Center in Brockton. So, you know, we need to continue our efforts and really educate and inform. I did a robocall this week as well to our seniors because there's a lot of confusion. Not everybody has a computer to pre-register, and there's been a lot of delays. And you know, we need to try to figure out how we can make it a process that's really accessible to everybody. And the biggest goal right now is to get shots into the arms to save lives. That's the biggest goal.
Now, I did want to ask you about another age group a lot of people have been talking about. That's the kids in school. What's the latest status on that?
Yeah, we actually had a 2.5-hour school committee meeting on Tuesday night. We had Dr. Rick Herman again give us the metrics and the data. As I shared with you last week, we had already taken the school committee and myself took a previous vote February 23rd, which is a Tuesday, to open for our special interest, special needs students, the SPED students, in a hybrid method so that if the parents want them to do that, we'll be able to accommodate. It has to be a safe environment, and we'll make sure that it is. And then we took a vote this week. March 1st would be a hybrid for our kindergartens, our sixth graders, our ninth graders again. Those three classes, those age groups are going into new school buildings. So, you know, we're going to continue to look at the metrics. Superintendent Thomas and I and the seven school committee members are working diligently. And I want to thank the teachers and staff that are really working yeoman's hours. It's not normal, right? I have three kids at home right now. It's not normal. One thing I do want to share, though, to your listeners, I'm doing my first State of the City address tonight in Brockton. It's at 7:30. It's going to be televised on the local community access here in Brockton, Channel 12. And also on the Facebook page for the city of Brockton. I wish it was live. I wish it was in person. But nonetheless, we're going to be doing it virtually tonight.
You are also repealing the citywide curfew.
It went into effect. We peeled that back. It actually was 5 a.m., the same that the governor did. So it's already been peeled back. It's not in existence in the city of Brockton right now. Again, I had done that out of abundance of caution on two different occasions. And my goal as mayor right now is to try to minimize and mitigate the spread and also get the vaccine so we can save lives. And again, we can't get complacent. There really is some promise and some light at the end of the tunnel, but we need to continue our efforts together.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
I'll be back again next week, Dan. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thank you. You as well.